Reporting live from Bakersfield, California, it's In the Ring with Mike and Austin. Now, here are your hosts, Mike West and Austin Cooper.
Hey, hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Thursday evenings. Man, what a hell of a week it's been. This is your host, Austin A.C. Cooper, here with my main man, Mike West. Mike, how are we doing tonight?
No, we got a full week of wrestling. It feels like it's WrestleMania week with the amount of programming going on. I'm excited to talk. A lot going on this week.
Lots going on. You're right, Mike. Happy to have you on the show again today. A lot of things going on Friday, Saturday, and of course Sunday we have the big pay-per-view event, Backlash. Really excited for those. So a lot of things to talk about that happened the last few days in the WWE universe. A lot of great matches. So if you want to chime in on anything tonight, feel free to give us a call. We appreciate all our faithful listeners out there. If you want to call in, the number is 646-668-6. Again, we'd love to hear from you. The number is 646-668-2676. Please call in. So some great things happened within the last week since we chatted with you. But first, Mike, kind of disappointed with you the other night, leaving me hanging. Invited you to go see The Wall with me, starring WWE superstar John Cena. I mean, what happened that night, Mike?
I don't go see the WWE films or films with any of the WWE superstars in them. Typically, they're not the best. I kind of was expecting the same thing with The Wall, with John Cena and that kid from Kick-Ass. I forget what his name is. It's just not my cup of tea, especially with close to 27 hours of live wrestling to watch this week. Just was not in the mood for that.
Yeah, definitely a lot of wrestling happened, a lot of things to catch up on. Tend to disagree with you. I think these WWE superstars have put out great movies. I mean, Batista, Guardians of the Galaxy. We had a Randy Savage appearance in Spider-Man. Hulk, Rocky III, Gremlins 2. Props to Cena. What a great presentation. In that, I absolutely love, Academy Award, Mike, is what I'm thinking. So, out of anything that probably happened this past week, I'd have to say John Cena and The Wall. So, ignore Mike's opinion on this. Maybe the best movie of the year.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, Mike, kind of jumping into it, some big stories, outside of the movie. Rick Rogers running his mouth bit, taking a shot at Indy. Mike, what is happening? A lot of feedback. What's happening, Mike?
Rick Rogers is a very well-respected individual in the wrestling community. His big claim to fame, or his big moment in his career, is running OVW kind of during the prime time era. With Batista, as you mentioned earlier, John Cena, Randy Orton, and
great actors.
Brock Lesnar, not actors, wrestlers. This kind of came to a head last year with the Will Ospreay Ricochet matchup at the New Japan Best of the Super Junior Heavyweights. And a lot of criticism last year of that matchup. Vader was kind of the one that stood out for that, essentially saying that, two high schoolers that are into gymnastics could be in the ring doing the same exact thing that these guys are doing. So again, around the same time last year, this came up, but the internet kind of exploded on Sunday with it. Rip Rogers retweeted a little, just kind of brief description of what indie wrestling is now, with the matchups. Will Ospreay responds. Randy Orton decides to chime in, kind of digs the independent type style. Bubba Ray gets involved. TJP, for some god-awful reason, needs to express his opinion. I don't want to start on that because who cares what that guy has to say. Ricochet gets involved. It was a pretty big story over the weekend. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, huge story. A lot of feedback, kind of negative, positive for that. So we'll see where it goes from here. But a lot coming up in the next few days. Tomorrow we got the UK special. I mean, Jim Ross, he'll be over there announcing, color analyst Nigel McGuinness. And really excited for that. Some big matches in that, Mike. I'm excited, frankly, that we're going to have a Friday special.
Yeah, this is the kind of the first step to getting the UK show going. I'm assuming they're going to go with a Friday night show for this. So this is kind of the inaugural kickoff of that. So excited to see what they do on Friday night.
Yeah, very excited for that as well. Then, we have the NXT TakeOver and really cap the weekend off with the biggest event. We got Backlash on Sunday. What are you most excited about Backlash, Mike?
Nakamura, his main roster debut. And, AJ and Owens on papers looking to be a good matchup. I'm not sure if they're going to deliver the type of match that we're expecting. I think they're going to kind of stretch that one out a little bit longer. So for me, it's Nakamura and Ziggler. I think those guys are going to steal the show.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think it's long overdue for Ziggler really to steal another show. One good improvement in the last week, Mike, Raw ratings slightly up this week. They had, a few weeks in a row, they kept just getting down and down in the ratings. And so finally we kind of have a pickup on that. So good for that. And then a letdown on Tuesday night with SmackDown. I mean, it's kind of reversed. It's worst ratings of the year. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, the Raw ratings were only slightly up. There wasn't a huge difference versus last week. SmackDown in the tank, worst ratings of the year. I know they're going up against the NBA, Western and Eastern Conference Finals. Maybe that has a little bit to do with it. It might just be the time of the year. The drag after WrestleMania. I would look for these to kind of pick up a little bit more as we get into the SummerSlam build.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, having Backlash this weekend, I think that might kick that off, and really set that in the right direction, like you're saying. With that, big news with New Japan Pro Wrestling, and big introduction with the IWGP United States Championship. I mean, it seems like they're really making a move over here, Mike.
Yeah, this is something to definitely keep an eye on. If anyone out there has been following New Japan for the past, I don't know, 5-6 years, it's better than WWE, and this is coming from a huge WWE fan. So they're making strides. They're going to be in the U.S. for their first little mini tour or show, July 1st and 2nd down in Long Beach. And
right.
Access TV is going to be broadcasting live the Saturday night event. Access TV, owned by Mark Cuban, in millions and millions and millions of homes on cable. They do have the Friday night New Japan show where they kind of recap the older stuff, but they're going to do a live event coming up in just a couple months. And next year, New Japan is going full force with the United States. They're going to pretty much have a weekly television show from what I've read. So this is definitely something to keep an eye on. This is the only company in the world that can challenge WWE as far as, getting viewers on a grand scale. TNA or Impact they're never going to do it. But New Japan does have a shot.
Yeah, and so frankly, we'll see what happens. But there's probably nothing more than that I'm thrilled about than watching this upcoming match. I'm excited about New Japan, like you, been following it for years. Could be more excited.
Who's your favorite New Japan star?
It's really a toss up. I think there's so many good wrestlers out there. We're actually gonna hit on that a little bit later. Because it was kind of announced that that one of the top New Japan pro wrestling stars, which
Who was that?
So we got some callers on the line. If you want to chime in on this, obviously Mike has a lot to say about it. Please call into the show. It's 646-668-2676. We'd love to hear from you. We got a ton of people on hold. We'll get to you in a minute. But frankly, let's break down Raw a little bit. Started out kind of with somewhat of a bang, Mike, with that fatal five way set for the Extreme Rules pay per view to determine the number one contender for the Universal Championship. What are your thoughts on this, Mike? Kind of cool match.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited for this. They've done a lot of number one contender type matches over the past few weeks. It seems it's like every week we get something, and they're putting the top five guys in it. So I'm excited to see. As of right now, I'm not sure who they're going to go with to face Brock. From what I've been reading, it's not going to be Reigns. I think they're saving that for WrestleMania next year. But maybe either Wyatt, Balor, or Rollins. Though I would like to see Joe versus Lesnar. So any of these possibilities are intriguing. We haven't gotten anything other than Rollins and Lesnar in the past. So it'll be exciting to see what ends up happening at Extreme Rules.
Yeah, I'm excited to see who emerges with that. A lot of good things happen. And I mean, after that match, Roman Reigns gets into it with Finn Balor. Frankly defeats him and kind of puts him in his place and maybe kind of emerges kind of as the front runner in who's going to face Brock.
Yeah, this is the second matchup that these two have had. Finn Balor got the big win last year before SummerSlam coming off of Roman Reigns' suspension of the wellness policy. I think they're going to go back to Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman, though. I do not buy the Braun Strowman 6-month injury. So I think we're going to get to that before Reigns and Lesnar.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mike. And later on in the show, so we hope you all stick around because – we have the insider, Brett Bradford, coming on, and I'm sure, frankly, Mike, he probably has a lot to say about this.
Actually, he's got a lot to add to the Rip Rogers indie wrestling story too. I messaged him over the weekend, just trying to get his thoughts on the topic, and he kind of had like a maniacal laugh when I told him, which is a little weird. But then he said he's going to have more to talk about tonight on that. So, I'm excited. The predictions from Brett, I mean, he 100% last episode that we did the pay-per-view pick. So super excited for tonight.
As am I. And I mean, what knowledge, Mike. And I told you all along, I had such faith. I mean, he's there behind the scenes. And so are you kidding me? Oh my God.
Is he all right?
Yeah, give me one second.
AC?
Hey, Mike, we might have to start this over again.
Why is that? AC? We have listeners listening right now.
Yeah, sorry about that, Mike. Some technical difficulties over here. For what I'm trying to cut it short, but I've heard of that situation. I apologize about that. Appreciate you guys for sticking around while we work through those technical difficulties. Apologize that happened, but we got plenty of time to chat about this. And again, I mean, I can't take his word any more serious than I do now. So I'm excited to have Brett on. And, frankly, if my wife doesn't need to know about it, I might throw some money down on these matches because 100% last time, Mike, I don't know how you can't go with that again.
Yeah, no, he did it last time. I think if you're going to put some money down, tonight's the night because he delivered last time.
Yeah. Absolutely. So excited to have them on. Let's jump back into Raw, finish up a little bit. Big kind of event there with Goldust, Mike. I mean, turning heel on his tag team partner, R-Truth. Golden Truth era is over.
I'm sad because I really enjoyed the tag team of R-Truth and Goldust. I thought they were a good combination. Kind of reminiscent of Goldust and Booker T from 2002-2003 era. But, you know, maybe it's time for Goldust's last run on the main roster. He was a very, very interesting character in 95-96 when he made his debut. If we can get something close to that for a couple more months, it's going to be exciting because Goldust can still go in the ring. You saw it when he was teaming up with his half-brother Cody a couple of years ago. So very intrigued where this is going to be leading to.
Yeah, as am I, Mike. Just a couple other points, and we're kind of wrapping Raw up. Miz defeating Ambrose via disqualification, really disappointing. A lot of low blows to the Miz, and frankly, he threw a fit. Looks like we're going to have another event scheduled between the two, probably coming up Extreme Rules, that pay-per-view event.
Yeah, you know, it gives Ambrose something. He needed to do something to mix his character up. It's just become so bland and boring. So, he low-blowed Miz to kind of end the match. So hopefully they go down this route a little bit more. Maybe a grittier, uglier side to Dean Ambrose is what he needs.
Yeah, I really hope so. Another thing, Mike, Jeff Hardy is looking exceptional in the ring. I mean, he looked so good in the ring, defeat Sheamus in that match. Excited to see it. Looks like he's in top form.
We mentioned it last week. You know, what does Raw need to kind of bounce back from the ratings? Maybe it's in this Hardy tag team, you know, get Jeff back into the main event scene where he was before he left in 2009. He was heavyweight champion back then. Kind of at the top of the game, he was WWE champion and world heavyweight champion. In the months leading up to his exit from the company, and then getting Matt going on his broken character that everyone wants to see. I think that's what they need to do. Hardy looks great in the ring. It's been a joy watching him the past month and a half.
Yeah, and so many people clamoring for that broken character to come forward. And I think they're really setting it up for him. And so I'm so excited to see him in top form. Anything else come to mind when we're looking back at Raw that we need to hit on, Mike?
Definite improvement versus last week. It was dreadful last week. Just a miserable show. They came out firing almost everything on the show, aside from a TJ Perkins appearance or a Enzo Amore appearance. It was pretty good this week. So if you didn't get to see Raw, it's definitely worth checking out. Austin, are you
yeah,
there?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, I was just talking to one of our callers, really excited to get on the line. Excited for him to join us, Mike. I was just having a chat with him. He was kind of talking my ear off a little bit, but really excited to have into the show, Kevin. And he has some thoughts and some questions for you, Mike. Kevin, you are in the ring with Mike and Austin. What's going on tonight, Kevin? What's on your mind?
I'm a really big fan of the show, and I actually have a question for you both.
Okay.
What was your favorite match from 1997?
A couple stand out for me personally. I would probably have to go Shawn Michaels versus Undertaker in Hell in a Cell. How about you, AC?
Yeah, the Hell in a Cell match was really something, Mike. When I really think of the Attitude Era, you know, I don't really think of high quality wrestling, but a lot of great characters, which I don't think we're seeing. And so, I mean, Bret Hart's still around, Shawn Michaels still around, and I mean, just some fantastic matches. I mean, Triple H versus Cactus Jack. That's a great match. But probably my favorite is the King of the Ring. I mean, Stone Cold Steve Austin, a personal favorite, going up against Shawn Michaels in that King of the Ring match, if you remember that, Mike.
That was a good match. Ended in a no contest, but and we didn't really get a – I actually preferred that one versus their WrestleMania 14 match the following year. I thought both of the characters were a little more hotter than they were the following year. But yeah, 97 always holds a special place in my heart. It was a good year for wrestling.
Yeah, what a great year. Appreciate it, Kevin. Thanks for calling in. For those of you who want to hop on the line, you know, we can talk classic wrestling. We can talk current. I mean, we could talk it all. It's In the Ring with Mike and Austin. If you want to call in, that number is 646-668-2676. Give us a call. We'd love to chat. I don't know if you want to jump into SmackDown and talking smack, Mike, but a week night for them, you know, maybe the biggest moment was that Mahal went over for AJ Styles, but some interference. I mean, what was going on with that, Mike?
You need your challenger for the WWE Championship to go into the pay-per-view match hot and on fire. I'm not sure if Jinder ever hit that gear or that level. And they definitely rolled the carpet out for him. I'm not sure if he took advantage of the opportunities. Gets the win over AJ Styles, but AJ does not look bad in this whatsoever. Interference from the Singh brothers, and then Kevin Owens knocks AJ's knee out with the United States Championship. So it needed to be done to get Jinder ready for his main event. But other than that, nothing too much else to add on that particular match.
Yeah, and that wasn't the only thing that Jinder was involved or the Singh brothers were involved that night. You know, after Orton's defeating, you know, Baron Corbin, I mean, they come out again. So a lot of screen time for Jinder this week, and maybe big publicity for him.
We'll see. I don't think it's good to, you know, get some attention on a minor undercard star. They're putting him in the main event. Fill an empty month. That's how it's coming across to me. Orton and Corbin match was decent. Probably not the best matchup for Corbin. Still real early in his career. And Orton's not the easiest wrestler to work with. But Jinder did stand tall at the end after attacking Orton. So I think. What I'm trying to get at is it's pretty obvious who's going to walk out of Backlash with the WWE Championship, and it's not going to be Jinder Mahal.
Yeah, no, I agree with you as well, Mike. So, I mean, we'll look forward to seeing that, and I think you're absolutely right. I don't think Jinder's right for it. The rest of the night, not so hot. But getting into talking smack, let's chat about this for a second, Mike. I mean, a little creep out with Eric Rowan, just creeping Renee Young out.
It was a weird segment. Eric Rowan shows up and pulls out like a clown variation of his mask, and he's just being all weird. Calls out Luke Harper. Shane gives him the match. So it's good to see Eric get a little more attention from the creative side of WWE. He's kind of just been lost, it seems, since one of the many breakups of the Wyatt family. So I'm excited to see what they do with Eric Rowan's character. I don't think the matchup is going to be that great though on Sunday.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Mike. Thanks to everybody who's been sitting on hold. We hope to get everybody on tonight. In the meantime, let's bring on Dylan. We appreciate you calling in today. Dylan, you're in the ring with Mike and Austin. What do you got on your mind tonight?
You know, it's an honor to be on In the Ring. I've been following you guys' Instagram page, you know, for a couple months now, you know, following you guys' content.
We appreciate
like
that.
Yeah, I feel like what they're trying to do with Jinder Mahal is exactly what they did with Roman Reigns earlier on. They're instantly pushing him to the main event scene. You know, yeah, granted the guy's been in WWE since 2012, but like they're honestly almost making the same mistake that they did with Reigns, which is why Reigns can't get over. But they're trying to push Mahal as this, you know, big name superstar, when honestly it seems like it's going to go down in flames.
Yeah,
I mean, he was he was gone for 3 years, so he hasn't been there since 2012. He got fired a couple of years ago when he was part of three-man band with Drew McIntyre and Heath Slater. I'll have to disagree. I don't think he's in the same camp whatsoever as Roman Reigns. He does not have the mainstream appeal that Roman Reigns has. He's not as good looking as Roman Reigns is.
That's very true.
And, you know, his in-ring ability is not that great either. Roman is very limited, but I don't know. Roman looks the part. I don't know. It's a weird thing. I see Jinder Mahal kind of as the flavor of the month. He'll be down in the mid card, come June.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Awesome. Hey, thank you, Dylan, for calling in. Appreciate you being a loyal listener. Well, keep tuning in. And everybody out there, if you want to chime in, our number is 646-668-2676. Before we move on, Mike, I want to bring on another caller. We're going to bring on Will calling in from San Jose, California. Will, you're in the ring with Mike and Austin. What's on your mind?
Hey, hey, guys. How's everything going? I'm glad that New Japan's bringing the U.S. Championship because, obviously, like Mike said earlier, New Japan does have a better product than WWE. I'm a huge WWE fan myself, but as far as wrestling everything, New Japan got it. And with everything going on with TakeOver, that's what I'm more excited about than Backlash. It's a sad thing, if you guys don't know, Tommaso Ciampa just got injured, and they threw an X out earlier today, and he was limping out in one foot. So that's one of the matches I was actually looking forward to. So we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, besides that, guys, having watched Raw and SmackDown, just getting to, like I said before, you already know what's going to happen before it happens there now. Wrestling ain't the same like it used to be when it comes to WWE.
Will, what do you think the chances are of New Japan actually catching on over here if they get a weekly television show?
There's always going to be that language barrier. There's always going to be that language barrier. As you guys know, I think Tanahashi, I don't know if I said the name right, he's the John Cena of over there, but there's just the English language barrier. Kenny Omega, if they keep him in New Japan, he could be one of the saving things for there, the Bullet Club itself, because of they all know English. It's just that language barrier. If there wasn't that language barrier, I honestly believe New Japan could blow WWE out the water and give WWE a run for its money.
So do you think when they get their presence going here in the United States, do you think they go, assuming that they have all these guys still signed, do you think they go heavy on Omega, Cody, Young Bucks, Jay Lethal, kind of those personalities?
Yeah, they're gonna have to just to people to understand, because they can't go with their other guys because they don't know a lick of English. And if they did, they would be kind of, look at Asuka, we could barely understand her. That's what we would get. So they're gonna go heavy on these guys like Michael LA and all those guys.
Yeah,
they're gonna go hard with these guys for now, and then later, while the program starts catching on, then we'll see more of these other Japanese guys. But as you know, New Japan already has a pretty big fan base in the U.S., so we're pretty excited for that.
Yeah, definitely. And again, good break on the Tommaso Ciampa injury. I had not heard that. Definitely puts that match on Saturday in jeopardy, I would say. I don't even know how they cover for that. There's no other tag team, maybe TM 6-1, but no one wants to see that again. So, interesting.
TM 6-1 is currently
very good take. Well,
one of their guys currently still on the injured list. I know Tommaso just happened about 2 hours ago. They were having a match with Sanity. Something went wrong. They threw Ciampa was on the floor yelling, "Get me out of here." Gargano confused, and they chopped around with Sam limping on one foot, apparently.
Man, oh wow.
Yeah, and it's getting pretty crazy, and I think Will's right. I don't think anything out there can challenge WWE more than New Japan. So frankly, I'm really excited to see what's going to happen with that moving forward. But I think they're coming, and I'm sure Brett Bradford, our insider, has more to say about that. Really excited to have him on in just a few minutes. But really, we just kind of want to hit quickly on 205 Live and NXT, and then take some more callers, Mike. So let's jump into it. 205 Live, your man, DJ Perkins is out there again, Mike. What are your thoughts about this match with Aries?
Well, first, he's not my man, so I don't know where you're coming from what angle you're coming from with that. But
just a little sarcasm. Just
well, I didn't
playful.
Pick up on it.
Just being playful, Mike. I know he's not your man, but a lot of FaceTime, TJ Perkins, and not looking good, like you're saying.
Well, I mean, we spend how many episodes have we done? Like 6 or 7 of these, and then every single episode we talk about TJ Perkins. Hey, I'm sick of this, man. It pisses me off. I have to watch this guy for a half hour a week wrestle and talk on the microphone, and he's just a douche, man. He's a douche.
Yeah. At this point, actually, Mike, we have actually a caller on hold. Wants to really jump in. Had some thoughts on TJ Perkins. We want to welcome on the air a faithful listener, Manny. You're in the ring with Mike and Austin. What's going on tonight, Manny?
Oh, God.
What's going on, guys?
Manny, what's up, man? How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm fine.
Oh, that's depressing.
Yeah,
I wanted to
talk
about TJ Perkins.
Yeah, well, that's what we're talking. What's on your mind?
Man, he's such a good wrestler. Every Monday night on Raw, he's just killing it.
What is he killing? The ratings?
No, he's killing the opponents with his swag.
With his swag? Manny, hang up on Manny. Jesus Christ.
come on. I think it's full. And I think more people agree with that. TJ Perkins times.
Austin,
luckily,
you're cutting in and out, man. What's going on over there?
I don't know, Mike. Maybe getting a little too excited about moving on from TJ Perkins. Am I coming through a little clearer?
Yeah, you're fine, but you keep cutting in and out.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. Again, a little technical difficulties over here. What are your thoughts on 205 Live, Mike? Any other things you want to hit on before moving on to the NXT?
The show is dreadful now. I'm just going to go out and say it. I've seen every episode since they started. It's getting into main event superstars velocity type of television, and it's miserable.
Yeah, miserable it is. Unfortunate, especially moving in this weekend, you know, with 3 big events, you know, Friday in the UK, Saturday, and then, of course, the pay-per-view event, Backlash, this coming Sunday. Really excited about that. But unfortunate that leading up to it, we've had some lackluster events. And, I mean, NXT really wasn't much different. And so, I mean, Hideo Itami hits go to sleep on Buddy Roode. What are your thoughts, Mike?
Yeah, kind of the NXT shows before the TakeOver specials, you know, they don't do much to progress the storylines. The big thing this week was the Hideo-Bobby Roode incident or face-off. Hideo does stand tall in the ring, hits another go to sleep on Bobby Roode, leading into the main event match on Saturday. That was pretty much the extent of NXT.
Yeah, not much going on there. And frankly, you know, I'm excited to move on from this because in just a few minutes, we're going to bring in the insider, Brett Bradford, who's going to have backstage news and rumors with the insider, Brett Bradford. So we'll bring him on in just a minute, Mike. In the meantime, before we totally jump away from those two nights, any other thoughts on NXT or should we just bring on Brett?
Just go to Brett.
Yeah, I think we should do that. Excited to have him.
Your number one source for the best behind-the-scenes information in professional wrestling. This is rumors, and backstage news with the insider, Brett Bradford.
Hey, hey, Brett, what's going on tonight? It's our insider, Brett the Insider Bradford. How are you, Brett?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm doing all right. Been an interesting week.
Oh yeah, let's hear it, Brett. Anything you want to get off your chest?
Yeah, well, I mean, I touched on it just a little bit last week.
Right.
I'm doing this drug. What's that?
Nothing.
Sorry, I'm gonna speak real quick. I'm doing this drug counseling now. Again, yeah, they got me on this this weird cocktail of new medications. Monday, I was coming back from my appointment. Now, I don't know what happened. I think maybe like a tanker truck overturned or something. And I was stuck in it.
I mean, what do you mean stuck in it, Brett?
Well, after about, after about 2 hours of just sitting in my car, not moving, I began to feel super nauseated.
And then what happened, Brett? I'm surprised you're even able to make it on today. I mean, what happened out there? I mean, this sounds serious.
Well, I just... I just got down on my knees and I just puked my brains out, man. It was a horrible day.
I'll be honest, Brett, I don't know if that's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. I'm sorry for that, but let's really jump into it because, Brett, I couldn't be more thrilled, to have you on than I am right now. Because last time we had you on, really making picks for a pay-per-view event, you killed it. And so I've come with some money tonight. I'm ready to throw it down to prove to the world that he's the insider. Brett Bradford, 100% last time with his picks on the pay-per-view event. Hit it with us, my Brett. Tell us your thoughts.
Well, I just really wanted to, before we go away, I just wanted to touch real quick on this Rip Rogers story. I mean, how funny is Randy Orton? I mean, even in the, he's trying to give an apology for being too mean, and he's still ripping on him. I don't know if you guys got a chance to catch the Instagram post, but it's a quite an entertaining stream of posts by Orton in response to some of the backlash from some of the other wrestlers that chimed in. I know TJ Perkins even, I read a tweet from him that was interesting. But so I had to go back and watch the specific match that they were referencing. And all these flips, they're just too much, man. I mean, geez, guys, they probably sucked each other's dicks before the match.
I mean, it's a dive with those guys, right? So, yeah, interesting. And I think that happened on Twitter. So, I mean, Brett is right. A lot of chatter about this. Kind of a zany situation.
But, yeah, guys, let's just get right to the point. You know, we got this big pay-per-view coming up. So, did I hear this right? Austin, you're looking to put some money down?
I brought plenty of money, Brett. Complete faith. Like I was telling Mike, my co-host, all along, I mean, you are the insider, and so I can hear your picks, so hit me with it. What am I doing this weekend?
Well, let me tell you, Austin, that's music to my ears. As you know, it's been a rough couple weeks for me, so yeah, looking to get right back into it. Let's waste no time. We got the pre-show. We have the Dillinger versus the Aiden English. Now, I'm going to side with the Aiden English here. I know this is kind of a low-key match here, but it's still worth something at the end of the day. So, first match, Aiden English. Moving on, Luke Harper versus Eric Rowan. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his last name right. I'm not familiar with this guy, but I have him actually winning the match. So that's pick number two. Does anybody know how to say his name?
Mike, do you have his name?
Well, it's Eric Rowan. I'm sorry. You said Aiden English over Ty Dillinger in the pre-show?
That's correct.
Hey, I'm with you all the way on that. Sorry, Mike.
Austin, shut up. I'm talking.
All right.
And sorry about that, Brett. And you said Eric Rowan over Harper, right?
So that is how you pronounce it. Eric Rowan?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, sorry for interrupting. Keep going.
All right. So after that, moving on, we have the Naomi Charlotte and the Becky Lynch versus the Welcoming Committee. I got to give it to the Welcoming Committee. Really big fan of Carmella. She's kind of always had a little place in my heart.
Huh. Okay.
All right. I'm writing this down, Brett. Let's just move on. I'm really excited about these. These are really interesting takes with great odds. So I'll keep going.
Yeah. Okay. So moving on, we have Sami Zayn versus Baron Corbin. I like Sami Zayn in this one. Interesting moment I caught during this past week's Raw. It seemed like Kurt Angle was on the phone with him as to what they were talking about. God only knows. But anyways, I got Sami Zayn versus Baron Corbin. Sami Zayn looks to be the winner in this one.
All right, mark it down, Sami Zayn in that. Let's keep moving on. I'm so thrilled about this. Hit me with it with that Usos Breezango match for the SmackDown Tag Team titles. Who's going to take it?
You know, the Usos, they've kind of been winning me over these past couple weeks. Their little shtick that they have where they're loud and they finish each other's sentences and things like that. I really like it, but I don't like them for this match. I got to give it to the Breezango.
What?
And this is a open and shut case here, 100%. I'm guaranteeing this one.
Wow. Interesting take. Again, 100% last time we had you on the show making predictions. I actually, to be honest, I brought about $2,500. If my wife knew, she would kill me. But guys, I couldn't be more thrilled. Just a few more matches. Nakamura and Ziggler, who's going to walk away? Who's going to walk away champion of this match?
Now, I know what you guys are thinking, and this is probably what the maybe 95% of the other bettors are thinking. But let me just go out on a limb and say, Dolph Ziggler for the major upset. Let me repeat, Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
Go heavy on this one, guys. I'm telling you, the odds are complete. Oh man, you could retire off the odds for this one.
Woo! Hit me with it.
He just told you. He said Ziggler. What?
No, I absolutely. No, I.
Absolutely
sorry, I just got.
What?
I just got excited. I know. I'm sorry. I'm writing down my picks. I'm making this note so I can put my money down. I was a little preoccupied.
Drugs, probably.
You know, I figured you'd have a little bit of sensibility with that, Mike, considering I guess last week. If you missed our episode last week, we had a great interview with Chris Masters. It's available on iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts. Check us out. A couple more matches, Brett. Kevin Owens and AJ Styles. Who's going to win it?
You know, this one's it's going to be close. I got to go with KO, Kevin Owens.
Whew. Wow. Really excited. Kevin Owens, mark it. We're going to see him walk away most definitely, the WWE United States Champion. Just the last match, a lot of talk about these two tonight already, but who's your take on, Randy Orton versus Jinder Mahal for that WWE championship? Who's going to win it?
I made it pretty clear out there. I'm not the biggest Jinder Mahal fan. One can take a simple look at him and make determination that something isn't quite right about his nipples. But, I mean, that's already been said. I mean, what more can be said about Randy Orton? I mean, this guy is a living legend, you know, still manages to stay relevant. But, you know, all that being said, I got to go with the Indian prince himself, Jinder Mahal. I believe that this is going to be a big moneymaker for the WWE as a league and look to expand the Indian market, whatever that's worth. Yeah, Jinder Mahal, look for him to beat Randy Orton.
Brett, interesting take.
Brett, are you sure about these picks?
Oh, well, guys, I wouldn't come live on the air on your podcast and just spout nonsense. I mean, I've been doing this, you know, pretty long enough to, you know, make a determination as to, you know, if it's going to be a guarantee or not. I wouldn't just lie to people like that.
Okay.
I mean, I can still count on you guys for placing the bets, right?
Hey, I'm all in. I couldn't be more thrilled. I mean, he is, you know, Brett the Insider Bradford. Last time we had him on pay-per-view event, he was perfect. So mark it down in the books. The odds are incredible. And you heard it here first in the ring with Mike and Austin. That pre-show match, mark it down, Aiden English. Mark it down, Eric Rowan's going to be victorious in that match. Kind of moving forward, the welcoming committee, mark it down, Sami Zayn, Brazingo, Dolph Ziggler, and Kevin Owens, Jinder Mahal, mark it down. We'll throw this up on Instagram because there's a lot of good matches. And if you want to follow suit with me, let me know. Just direct message me or follow me on Instagram, and we can get you there too. But I couldn't be more thrilled to put some money down on this.
Oh, man, that is awesome.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to get going, guys. I got to call my sponsor. Apparently he's got a whole group of just crazy guys that want to play some bets. So look for a call from me Monday morning, Austin. Here's how it's going to go down real quick. You're going to wake up bright and early Monday morning, okay? You're going to turn over. You're going to look at your cell phone. There's going to be a missed call. It's going to be from me. Now, you're going to wake up. You're going to start your day just like you do every day. A large glass of urine therapy. All right? No changes. All right? You're going to give me a call back. I'm going to give you an address. You're going to come, and you're going to pick up the check. Sounds good?
Sounds great. I'll look for that call, that scenario. Nothing sounds better. Let's get it for the weekend. This is going to be amazing. Brett, we'll let you run. Appreciate you so much joining the show. He is the insider, Brett Bradford. No better insider behind the scene. Their blood, sweat, tears. Yeah, I mean, he's on, Mike. I don't know why you're not in on this, too.
I need to talk to you off the air. I don't do those bets he just told you, okay?
And that's your opinion. In the meantime, Mike, I'm going to move on from this because I'm excited and I don't want you to take that away from me. Because frankly, that scenario he just said, that's me Monday morning. In the meantime, we're going to bring on Sam calling in, had some thoughts on his mind. What's going on tonight, Sam? How are you?
Hi, it's me, Sam. I was just calling. I thought all this was cool now, but I really want to talk about Naruto Next Generation's Boruto.
Do you want to talk Naruto Boruto?
Yeah, it's Naruto's son. It's his next
series.
Right,
yeah. Okay, well, this is a wrestling show, but... No one else is calling, so you might as well.
Hey, any thoughts on it, Mike? I don't have much to say about it. Like you said, this is a wrestling show. If you want to say something,
what was his question? I didn't hear his question.
Sam, maybe get a little more specific. What question do you have for us?
About Boruto?
Sure, whatever you want to ask, yeah.
I want to know how do you guys feel about that? Do you guys like the series so far? The plot?
Mike, I don't know. I'm not a fit Mike. I don't know.
I mean, it's a... Man, I wasn't expecting this. This is weird.
Hey, weird call. Let's just move on. Appreciate you, Sam.
Well,
listening.
No, I mean, you know, it's the new generation of Naruto, so you know, it's a little more modern. You know, there's not a lot of drama in the Hidden Leaf Village right now, but I think they're just kind of setting the table to you know, maybe you know, some action to kick the series off with a big fight on the monument hillside. Kind of teasing what's ahead. I don't know what this guy's talking about, but you know, they're only a couple episodes in.
Well, you seem to know a lot about it.
I know everything,
frankly,
right?
I just don't understand how you can get to something like that, but you're not excited about seeing that performing in probably perhaps the best acting performance this year. I mean, Academy Award worthy in The Wall. But you get into this?
I didn't get into this. This is what this guy called about.
You're obviously watching it and wanted to talk about it. In the meantime,
I watch everything. I see it. I see it all. Except The Wall with John Cena and the Kick-Ass guy.
I think you're wrong. In the meantime, really excited to have a listener with us tonight. Barry G, if you're still with us, you are in the ring with Mike and Austin. What's going on tonight?
Pretty good.
What's up, Barry?
What's up, man? You know why Dolph Ziggler gave me mad at that new guy?
What was that?
Do you know why Dolph Ziggler getting mad at that new guy?
Are you talking about Shinsuke Nakamura?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going after him. He's kind of got a little bit of a bad attitude. I think they're just setting up the match for Sunday. Who do you think is going to win on Sunday?
I think the new guy.
Nakamura, yeah. Well, apparently Brett Bradford thinks Dolph Ziggler is going to win, and AC is going to lose all of his money, and then his wife's going to get mad at him, and then he's going to be all depressed next week for the show. But he doesn't want to talk about it, so I'm just going to talk to you about it, Barry.
Are you going to the next – are you going to the Backlash?
No, I can't afford that. I already went to Payback, and I lost $1,300 on the way home due to the flat tire and the ticket. So, no, I can't afford. I'll have to watch on the WWE Network.
Yeah, you know, some of us are a little more fortunate, but appreciate you calling in. I'm a little more privileged, especially after that, you know, those picks from Brett. Again, so glad to have him on. In the meantime, we got some other callers, Mike. I want to welcome in. Hey, Lewis, you're in the ring with Mike and Austin. What's going on?
I wanted to talk about a rumor that I heard about Ken Shamrock. So there was a rumor that Shamrock went into challenge Brock Lesnar for the championship. Now, I think that's kind of not such a great idea, being that Ken Shamrock has been out of ring action for X amount of years, where Brock Lesnar has gotten back into action. There's one thing in common. They have both done UFC, but Brock Lesnar, he has gotten more vicious. I mean, the guy's, he's a beast. He tears everybody that he basically comes in the ring with. He did that to Bill Goldberg. He's done it to Roman Reigns, you name it. He ended the streak of the Undertaker, for crying out loud. But recently Shamrock has not been in action, and I just quite frankly think that Brock Lesnar will pull him apart. Now we're going towards Backlash. They're going to have a match with, Roman Reigns, with Rollins, Bray Wyatt, Samoa Joe. I think Samoa Joe is going to come out the victor. And that's going to be a match to see. Brock Lesnar versus Samoa Joe. Now, I picture that. That's going to be the most vicious match in a long time that I've ever seen.
And yeah, so that's interesting with the Shamrock stuff. I mean, he left the company in, what was it, 1999, 2000. So, you know, we haven't seen him for almost two decades. He hasn't been in WWE.
Right.
Is he going to return? I don't know. It's not an exciting matchup. I don't know if the WWE Universe or the modern fan even remembers Ken Shamrock. I don't know if I see that one happening. Who do you see coming out of Extreme Rules? You saw Samoa Joe, correct?
I think Samoa Joe's going to come out.
That would be a hell of a match if they decide to go that route.
Right.
Yeah, and I hope it does, Mike. And appreciate you, Lewis, for calling in, being a listener of the show. If anyone else wants to chime in before we start, you know, wrapping this up as we get ready for a great weekend. Hopefully, you know, a profitable weekend if you listen to Brett and took him seriously, because he is the insider, he's there. But if you want to chime in before we wrap this up, feel free to call 646-668-2676. Again, it is 646-668-2676. We'd love to have you on the show. What are you most excited about in the upcoming days, Mike?
What do you mean?
I mean, this weekend with in the UK on Saturday, big NXT match on Saturday, and of course the pay-per-view on Sunday. What are we most looking forward to this weekend?
It's a lot of wrestling, and then you have the New Japan Super Junior Heavyweight Tournament. There's like 20 hours of wrestling to watch this weekend. The UK special tomorrow night should be really good. The first one back in January was excellent. Takeover, I'm not too excited about most of the card. I am excited for the Tyler Bates, Pete Dunne, United Kingdom Championship match at Takeover. I think that's probably going to steal the show. And then, like I mentioned earlier, Backlash, Nakamura, is the match I'm looking forward to, but just too much wrestling this week. Just not quite in the mood for it, I guess you could say. I'm overwhelmed at this point. It's becoming increasingly difficult to keep up with all of it.
Yeah, I agree. There's so much going on, in this world of wrestling, but a lot to be excited about. But I agree with you a lot, really. If you're really as devoted as Mike, I know you are, you might be just taking it in from the TV while our insider Brett is there, and always a pleasure to have Brett on the show. But yeah, frankly, a lot, and maybe too much, a little overkill with how much, or how many, excuse me, events we have going on.
Yeah, just too many, too quick after WrestleMania. That's always kind of the busy week of the year. And I feel like there's more live action this week than there is that week. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm really tired. I'm really tired. I'm really tired.
Yeah. I mean, I think we all are. We're all really tired. Not only physically working so hard, running the podcast, and of course watching those hours. So let's wrap this up. We appreciate everybody calling in this week. Thanks so much to Brad, the insider Bradford, Kevin, Manny. A lot of people called in this week. Couldn't be more thrilled to have you. Tell your friends about it. Follow us on Instagram. Anything you want to say, Mike, before we cut out of here?
You don't place those bets, okay? Just call me after the show. Just don't do those bets yet.
Again, if you missed that segment, if you want a sure bet this weekend, and if you need to know somebody who's got a connection, direct message me, Instagram, In the Ring Podcast, follow us on Twitter, or check us out online. I couldn't be more thrilled to pay, so yeah, Mike, I'll call you, after we get done here, and I think we're about done. We can talk about that, but I'm with Brett, and if you need those picks, please message me. But Mike, if you want to catch a movie this weekend, I'm going to go see The Wall. So Let me know if you're in for that too. We'll talk about that. But have a good night, everybody.
Recording live from Bakersfield.